Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to give a number out in the next segment and start taking calls at about 24 after. I got a ton of news that I want to get to and get John B. Wells' quick take on. We're going to talk about Mandela in the next segment, the attack on the free press. What else do you want to get into? There's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about, and one of the things would be Snowden, how he was the runner-up for Person of the Year by Time Magazine. They went with the Pope instead, and I want to believe that Edward Snowden is as he appears to be, but my first question is, one more time, why is he alive? Why has he not dropped off the scope? Why did he not? And Assange, it looks like he's not going to be prosecuted either. So I want Snowden to be on the level. I do. But I just...
Dr. Pachinik says it's all staged to have a public debate about the NSA and to only dole out a little bit because they know they can't hide it anymore. And so now they're going to decide to just put it out themselves and kind of inoculate us psychologically.
Well, I would agree with Pachinik on this one, for sure. And there are some things about with Steve that I disagree with, but I got to roll with him on this because... It's just a little bit too visible to be real.
By the way, I already knew all this because they'd already had AT&T whistleblowers 6 years ago. Other ones, they had one decade ago, James Bamford. They had NSA whistleblowers that were the EU Parliament 15 years ago, people like Wayne Madsen. But he thinks Snowden's good.
Well, I want him to be. I'm just still looking. But now all this stuff has come forward. I mean, this has been going on for 10 years, but the FBI can turn on your webcam without turning on the little green light that indicates to you that it's on. They've been able to do that since, I don't know, 04, 05?
Well, they designed all of it that way. It's all been designed with the technology. I mean, the technology company people come out all the time and go, I've been told to build a back door in the webcam. That was in the mid-1990s.
Wouldn't it be strange if the reason that all of this is being done is under the auspices of fighting terrorism, but it's really just to find an excuse to separate you from your money and your property and nothing more?
No, that's it. It's the defense contractors taking over this market. They're literally re-engineering the society.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with fighting crime. It has nothing to do with defeating terrorism. It's all about the Benjamins again. I mean, that's sick. It really is. I mean, it goes right back to the scriptures. You know, the root of all evil is the love of money. And that's it.
That's right. It's not having money. It's good when good people have money to be able to defend themselves and build a good society. It's the love of it. When you put it up top as the golden calf.
That's right. That's right. I've heard people say this about, I heard this guy say this about his little sister. Oh, she loves money. She will do anything. Well, as the years have gone by, it's like, this is a real serious gal. You need to steer clear of her. Keep your hand on your wallet.
Oh, I've seen women before when there's a big stack of money. They actually, a lot of them get excited. And it's just literally dirty, nothing.
Well, that's not exclusive to them. I get excited.
No.
It's like money, too.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, I mean, but all it is a fiat fraud, a symbol of energy.
Sure.
And these globalists, people will kill for just a little bit of money.
Well, and the thing is that Matt... who's the guy who played Boris the Blade in Snatch? He always plays the evil Russian.
Oh, yeah.
In every movie. It's the same guy. I don't even know his name, but you'll spot him anywhere. He was in a show called MI5. They call it Spooks Overseas, and it's off the air now. But this guy said, you're insane. He says, no, it's the vast sums of money. I do what I want. The vast sums of money make everything possible. And that's true. The vast sums of money make everything possible.
But I take the vast sums of money to build the operation.
Well, exactly.
Like the average talk show host, this level's flying around in a private jet, you know, and literally at the country club. That's all boring.
Yeah.
Changing history is what's important.
Oh, it's true.
Beating commies.
Yes, and there is a huge communist element. Everybody got pretty burned out on, we got to defeat communism, because that went on for the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, and then it kind of went away in the 80s and 90s.
Now they're called progressives.
That's how I see it.
Oh, that's who they are. I want to come back with that with Mandela. And I've got images of him, mainline photos of him looking with the head of the Communist Party with his wife there, the head of the Communist Party with him in 1993 there with the big red star behind him. We also have video of him singing Kill the White People. And we checked it. He is singing it in the South African dialect, Kill the White People. So it's very loving. I thought it was a Ku Klux Klan. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. Getthetea.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John B. Wells is with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 for any question or comments you have for John B. Wells. I, of course, am your host, Alex Jones. His website is caravantomidnight.com. You can hear him Saturday nights on Coast to Coast AM, reaching tens of millions of people. And he's just a great libertarian patriot who's aware of what's going on. I like listening to his show, and I'm glad we're friends. He's a fellow Texan right here with us. This just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Cops trained to kill people at traffic stops. In the new drills, federally sponsored, they walk up to people at traffic stops and aim guns at everyone's heads. This is the standardized federal training like Boston and like we saw a few weeks ago in L.A. where they were walking up at checkpoints putting guns to people's heads. This is totally criminal, and you can see all that up on Infowars.com. In fact, Paul's going to add the photos and videos from that earlier article to this. We're going to cover that coming up. But John B. Wells, for those that just joined us, we were talking about communism. And again, what I've seen is the Rockefellers and others funded Lenin. That's been in congressional hearings in the 70s. The CIA helped put Mao in power in 49. That's now been declassified about a decade ago again. People can look all this up. Our government, people running it, they want dictatorships all over the world. They put Saddam in. They created Al-Qaeda. They want oppression because it's easier for the big corporations to run things that well, that way, and rob things. So when we talk about communism, as Carol Quigley wrote in Tragedy and Hope, and he was an insider, they want fascism, they want authoritarianism, they want communism, as long as it's autocratic. And that's why they're using communism to make people dependent, to enslave you through monetary control. They're doing it, and all the people that were communist, people really were sick of it by the 80s and saw that people couldn't even get some sausage or nylons or whatever standing around the block, that it was horrible, that it was corrupt, that the communists were all rich on the top. People were sick of it. It failed. Then they came out and said, we're liberal. And they play the race card and all this stuff. And then South Africa gets taken over by a communist. Well, they go from one evil apartheid. And I looked this up. In Africa, the blacks on average in polls say, we want apartheid back. I don't want apartheid back. If they would have gotten free market instead of communism, they'd all be rich over there by now. Instead, most estimates are five times worse than it was. Rape, murder capital of the world outside of Chicago. You've got the floor, my friend. I'm ranting. To talk about Mandela, the progressives, Obama, everything tying this together and where you see the world going.
Well, I've got a good story for you on South Africa. Kathy Lee Crosby, remember her?
Yes.
Her dad, Lou Crosby, was the voice of Lexington Cigarettes for 20 years. And I guess the lobster and the king clip and the cigarettes and everything else got to him. But the music producer for that brand, they actually run movie trailers over there. So they came at the end of the movies. And he would do these beautiful nature things, which is unbelievable about Itasha and this and that. His son was at the, he's deceased now, but his son was at Denton School of Music. And he was on his way to recast for the voice of Lexington Cigarettes and see his son at the same time. Well, guess who he cast? So I went over to South Africa every year from 1984 until about 93. They decided it would not be good for me to go over there after de Klerk and his crew got thrown out. During the time that I spent over there, first of all, there was razor wire and electric wire to keep people out because they wanted in, because everything outside of South Africa was absolute chaos. I've been up through Namibia before, up toward Uganda. It was just wholesale murder in Uganda. I was there the very month, the very week that some 16-year war had ended in Mozambique. So we were able to get in there and look around. So I got to speak with real, no kidding, these aren't African Americans, these are African Africans. And what they had to say was far different from anything this news media has ever said. First of all those AK-47, Nelson Mandela was part of the leader of the armed wing of the African National Congress, which everybody says is nothing but, you know, the Communist Party in African garb. And it was true. Winnie Mandela, remember when she came up on charges that were really lame charges for torturing and then killing some teenagers that she suspected of being unfaithful to the cause? So if people say, well, you're a racist because you don't like Obama, or you're a racist because you don't like Mandela, it's like, no. But you are a racialist because you are using racial issues to push forward your agenda. But no.
Well, I'm going to pull it up. There was an article by Lou Rockwell that we added some photos to, not by Lou Rockwell, but from LouRockwell.com, where we showed all these photos of him at the Communist Party meetings when he was president and with the leader of the Communist Party that he went to college with. And these are people that targeted children. And I looked it up. They did target police's children,
yes,
putting tires over their heads, and black kids that wouldn't go do terror attacks, they would hang a tire over their head and kill them. And then him on television saying, kill all the whites in the white areas. And so the whole issue is that the globalist, Prince Charles and people, came and put him in so they could just murder and slaughter everybody. And now that's happening. We're not defending what was there before. The difference is it was an oasis compared to the rest of Africa, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And I can tell you that Africans have killed more Africans than any of the horrible white racist South African police or defense forces, either one. I mean, it's just the plain truth of it. If you do your research, which I know you do, I mean, the people at large, if you look into this, you'll find that's just how it is.
I'm going to punch up on screen this article, Useful Idiots 2013, and go through it. But, I mean, keep talking about your experiences in South Africa and what you saw. Because, you know, you see almost all those world leaders that went to his event, and they bust in all these communists and government workers. They couldn't even fill the whole stadium to jump up and down and say how great he was. And then I know the politics of it. I've studied it and what they've done and how these communists live like kings and just how anti-liberty they are and how they disarmed the black tribes that weren't part of their group, the white groups, and then just slaughtered them. And then there's photos of Nelson Mandela with his militia commanders. In fact, I'll scroll down, who are the only ones that are allowed to be armed and then go out and carry out all these different operations. I mean, it's just the standard deal. And you can see they want to use this racial division program of you didn't build your business, somebody else did that. Here, this is their plan. I mean,
that's absolutely correct. I mean, it's you have to have a boogeyman, and the boogeyman is communism. But when you realize that that you are the boogeyman, and the policies that you're fomenting and trying to foist on the people are in fact communist policies. I mean, it goes back to Lenin and John D. Rockefeller, that you have to have the first step to getting the people under your control is a what? National health care system. I mean, can you believe that?
It's amazing, though. They funded the boogeyman of communism so they could turn us into a police state to counter it, and then meanwhile turned us into that.
Exactly. I mean, it's like you become what you beheld in contempt and with loathing. You are now that. And then, I suppose, the cycle reverses, the poles flip, and when they become what you appeared to be before, well, then you're the enemy of that. So it's just, it's the human being's insatiable desire for conflict and the money that goes with it, as Moriarty said.
Expanding on that, you were talking about the press, and you were putting out the hypothetical, how long can this go on? They're bringing in cybersecurity to curtail the web, to tax it, to track it. They want a fairness doctrine for talk radio. They're trying to buy it up. They're trying to persecute the press. They're using the IRS on the Tea Party. That tells you the good guys are right there. It is the real Tea Party that's trying to reverse this. And they have the Republican and Democratic leadership led by Boehner, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, trying right now to literally beat the libertarians into submission.
Alex, this is what's so unbelievable to me, is that a 12-year-old girl, within the last week, I saw an article about a story on a 12-year-old girl who had traced the lineage of all the presidents, and it was either Van Buren or Buchanan, one of those two, started with a B. He was the only one whose bloodline was not traced all the way back to King John Lackland Plantagenet. Now, what does this tell us about pre-selection? What does it tell us about? We think we live in a two-party system, but the moment that a third-party candidate comes anywhere near a national election, the first thing that happens is a wave of ridicule, and they run him off, just like they did Ron Paul. His own conservative group ejected him from the proceedings, and for a while there, he had a real chance. But now when they
And by the way, Obama is multiple cousins with Cheney. Cheney is related to Bush. Bush is related to John Kerry, and then they're both from the same fraternity that only has like 15 graduates a year. And then you start learning it's all interconnected. It is unbelievable.
It is.
And then you learn that's not even really a British bloodline. It's not even a German bloodline. It's a Transylvanian bloodline. And then you realize most of the world leaders are related to Vlad the Impaler or Count Dracula, and then you're really in cuckoo land.
Well, it seems to me that gene pool could use, what? A little chlorine. Because if Barack Obama is related distantly to King John Lackland Plantagenet. These leaders are pre-selected. And as a matter of fact, it appears that they are even groomed from birth, which makes sense because their fathers would be doing the grooming. Just like with Joe Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was never meant to be president. It was supposed to be Joe Jr., but he was killed in World War II.
And they went back to Irish royalty.
That's it. That's absolutely correct. I mean, the rulers, their lines have never faded away. So this whole thing about anybody can grow up and be president of the United States, well, that's just not true. Only if it is decreed by blood.
You're absolutely right, and of course they've been inbreeding so long that even in mainline news, it looks like they have a different strand of DNA because of the inbreeding. I mean, these people are unbelievable.
Now you're getting into Unsealed Alien Files territory, which, by the way, it's a pleasure to narrate that program. You know, check it out sometime. It's a good one. They're talking about alien DNA going all the way back to Akhenaten. And,
well, I tell you, I've been to some of those Egypt things to see those mummies, and those people, without their heads being bound, they look like space aliens.
Oh, absolutely, dude, because their heads really were that shape. And they wasn't deformed that way. They were formed.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play.
You hear that, New World Order? We know about the little tricks. music she plays.
Never see you when deliberately you perfect.
John B. Wells is here with us, one of my favorite talk show hosts. I love listening to George Norrie as well. I tell you, just what a great lineup they've got there at coasttocoastam.com. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. John M., Greg, Ashley, David, and many others, your calls are coming up. When you hear somebody hang up, it's your chance to call in. 800-259-9231. We're doing first-time callers here. This is only a six-minute segment. Long segment's coming up. But, John, we've talked about so much here today. There's a new video up on Infowars.com that shows police training, quote, to shoot and kill drivers. And we were looking at it during the break, and the photo of them just walking up to people in drills. And now it's not even checkpoints, and sticking guns to their head. And, I mean, I got to be honest with you. This is literal prisoner training. It's why they have the kids come out during the drills with their hands up. They're training us for the takeover. John B. Wells, seeing these photos and these videos, what do you make of this?
Well, first of all, what I make of it is I have to control my anger at this because this is inexcusable. I mean, we all saw that Clint Eastwood movie, got an Academy Award for it, Unforgiven, where Little Bill comes up on English Bob and all his deputies who are a bunch of cowards, and he's a sadist. That's Hackman, played the sadist Little Bill. They're all pointing their rifles, all of them pointing rifles and pistols at and shotguns at one guy and his little meek biographer. And that's what's happening here. I think Eastwood was actually trying to tell us that this is what you get when you disarm the population. And, you know, I don't want to go too far.
Oh, that was the Duck of Death.
The Duck of Death.
He was calling him the Duke of Death. And he joked when he stomped his head in and called him the Duck of Death.
Duck.
Because he was showing this is the real psychopath running the town while you have the fake wannabe psycho.
That's right. And I believe you're absolutely correct. We are being conditioned to accept this, and I don't think that we should. Look, it seems to me that any time the citizenry pushes back against the government and has that look on their face like we're really not going to have this, the government goes, no, wait a minute, and they back off. But the longer we let them do this, they're just going to escalate.
And by the way, that's scientific. Well, 3 years ago when Drudge Report and others helped us promote the opt-out for Thanksgiving week, they just said scanners are turned off, and documents came out. There's no threat. It's conditioning. They didn't want us to have a victory like blacks going in and sitting at the lunch counter and eating and defeating it. That has just been smart back then and said, here, come on in and eat today, but not in the tomorrow, you see.
Sure.
See, because that was that's what they do now with our civil rights, though. Is they're smart about their evil. Is that they, okay, you can do it this week, but we're going to come back next time.
I think it's going to be just exactly like V for Vendetta. There's already an article up on a website somewhere. Is America headed for its own version of the Arab Spring? Like maybe this coming spring.
Oh, let me tell you, with the cops, when I let them hit me, attack me, push me back, it's all on video. I was laughing at it, still, you know, talking to them. But when I saw that a little girl was crying, they pushed her off her dad's shoulders, I literally started taking my stuff off, and I said, now let's go. And then they gave them the order, and they backed off. I'm going to be honest, I was going to attack 50 riot police, personally. I mean, I as a man, that them attacking that girl, and it's just like in V for Vendetta, they're going to pull something like that, and that's when it's going to start.
Going to hit a kid, or they're going to kill a woman, or something like that, and they're going to do it on the wrong day, and they're going to taste some real pain. As well, they should. We do a pretty good job of policing ourselves. The races, all this stuff about racism, this and that, it's like blacks and whites have been getting along for decades now. We're fine with each other. It's these morons that are keeping everything stirred up because they need to keep it stirred up. They need to pit the rich against the poor. And who makes up the vast majority of the poor? Black people, that's what. Now, is Ben Carson? Oh, well, he's just a little bit too white to be accepted by the mainstream black community. No, he's a leader. And Ben tries to go back and help his community. He does a lot of things for people. Colin Powell, not so much. She didn't go back. Who's that little gal that was the National Security Advisor? Rice. She didn't go back. Bill Cosby, look how he was vilified for being too white. This is media doing this. Look, it's just exactly what Abby Hoffman said. And I don't normally quote radicals. Well, actually, I do.
You don't normally quote commies.
Correct. The truth isn't what you say. It's how many people you can say it to. That's where you get your real effect. And Hoffman was correct, because we are being fed the rules of their game. And all they have to do is continue to repeat it. And many people just nod and say, okay.
Oh, it's so cynical when you turn on MSNBC. That is pure race hustling, race baiting. A five-year-old should be able to tell it, but they raise everybody in it. That, and, of course, they want to keep everybody down. They don't want people to be an individual. They want them to be black or white. We'll be right back with John B. Wells and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Wells, our guest in studio. I'm your host, Alex Jones. His website's caravan2midnight.com. Some of the top stories up on Infowars.com. And this story is linked on Drudge now. Russia warns America, we will respond with nukes. And that's been in the Russian news for about half a day. You would think the so-called state-run media over here would want to pick that up. And it's really a shame that Infowars noticed that, put that up, and now Drudge is carrying it. That just shows how far behind the curve the dinosaur media is. I want to talk about the media briefly with John B. Wells and hit a few other headlines and get his take on it and then go directly to your calls. But, John, people would think that I would be happy not having a lot of competition. like most talk show hosts, obviously don't have other talk show hosts on. But you guys have me on because we care about liberty. And it's the same thing with the way that I promote WorldNet Daily or DrudgeReport.com or other things. It's good to have company that just wants to be good old-fashioned good guys and pro-America and pro-liberty and who don't want to be criminals and who don't want to be part of a new world order. I mean, really, we're just talking about basic liberty here. They've tried to paint us as bad, but that's not working anymore. But they didn't report it back when Russia threatened to nuke Europe in 2008 over the Georgia thing. And I'm not romanticizing Putin or Russia. You know you're in trouble when you look at somebody like Putin, who's pro-family and stuff, and he looks like a better guy than what we've got. And it's not that he's even good. It's that our leaders are so evil.
I couldn't agree with you more. When Vladimir Putin looks like the good guy, I think we have a problem. And as far as the dinosaur media is concerned, you know, let's take the guy who really is pretty much the godfather of talk radio. His first name begins with an R, big guy, you know. It's not that I disagree. I agree with much of what he says. But the thing is he's been saying it for so long that you're almost numb to it. This is not a one-man movement. There's got to be an...
Exactly. How do you get people out of their trance?
You know what? I think what you do is convince them, first of all, you are not a victim. You have been led to believe you are a victim, but you're not.
You have power.
You have most assuredly have power. And when the authorities that are there to act in your interest begin to oppress you, watch what happens when you push back. Oh, there'll be a lot of bluster and a lot of bowing up and a lot of swagger, and then they're going to do something stupid. And when they do, the citizenry has to take responsibility for its actions. And they must respond. And when they do, you'll see the unjust authoritarian state back off real quick. And it's always happened that way. They'll try and crush you with power, but you don't let them. And the first time that they fail and you don't retreat because you got sick to your stomach and you gave up too early in the fight, when you advance, if you take your weapon and they back off, don't you back off. You advance. You cannot attack and defend at the same time. If they attack you, yield to it. But when that force is done, you go back. You go back through the courts. You go back through whatever means is necessary as granted you by the Constitution. And don't you ever let this Constitution go, because if you do, you're done. And don't let go of your faith, because if you do, it'll be replaced with anything they want to replace it with. I mean, and it has to start at the schools. How can we do this? You become your own little intelligence network. You look around your neighborhood and see, what are these cameras doing here? Then you get the rest of the neighbors and just go on down to City Hall and go to a council meeting. Cause a disruption. Ask them, why are you doing this? We don't have any crime in our neighborhood. Why are you monitoring us? We want these down now, or we're going to fire every one of you next election.
And then if they don't take them down, I guess sometimes cameras get broken.
Sometimes they do. You know, things happen. Hey, we have large pieces of hail that fall from the sky, and sometimes they break things like that. But it bothers me to drive down just a regular street where nobody's doing anything. It's not a high crime area. No gang members milling around, flashing signs at each other. And I see a camera up there that's got a badge on it and says police, and it's one of those multiple cameras where you can see all that. I'm just like,
I remember when they were first putting them in, they said, oh, it's for traffic, but it will always, and again, I can drive to an area of Austin right now and find hookers and crack. They're not stopping it. They just keep it in an area, and then they use it to go around and take all the rest of the rights. And again, ladies and gentlemen, at the top, it's rotten. We're not saying people mid-level, low-level are bad on average. In fact, that's what's been holding it back, is they can't get the military and police to carry all this out. But just by repetitive pushing, they're doing it. I want to go to calls, but I said I would go through some of this other news. Here's just some of it, okay? Colin Powell endorses single-payer health care system. Some members of Congress want to take Obamacare a step further. And now you get Republican leaders and others joining with Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist, basically a communist, wanting to bring in, this was always the plan, mess up the old system. And we said this, we're proven right now, and they're doing it.
Yeah, mess up the old system, which was, every system has its problems. But you mess up the old system, And it's now it's destroyed, so here, let's try this. This is a, well, this is a stopgap measure. It needs some work, but it'll be fine for now. It's not fine for now. It's not fine at all.
Well, they messed it up with government to begin with.
Absolutely. And any time, look, it's become cliche, and this is another one of those cliches, Alex, I don't think anybody pays attention to. When government starts running things, it gets messed up. As long as individuals there, and
because you don't have choice anymore to go across the street to a better hospital. It's all run by the same. They crave running our lives.
And you don't have the initiative to improve anything because it's government now, so it's permanent. And you, oh, you can't fight City Hall, and you certainly can't fight Capitol Hill. So might as well just roll with it. It is like communism because, I mean, look at the alcoholism rate under the Soviet Union. 90% of the men were hardcore alcoholics because there was no reason, there was no motivation to do anything or dream anything or create anything or produce a good product. There was only the threat of being beaten if you didn't do the minimums. But there was no reason, no motivation whatsoever to go the extra mile in any department.
Same thing happened in South Africa. And the technocrats have already created their offshore systems where they're exempt, where they live in total freedom, no taxes, no regulations above the law. And they put us under this. It's just it's a no-brainer we shouldn't be going under this.
People, you have power. You have much more power than you think. But be judicious in the use of your power. Don't use the stupid power. Use the smart power.
Absolutely. We're going to rush through more news, but first calls. John M., who's a police officer, I should have gone to him earlier, and then Greg, Ashley, David, and others. Up first is David, then we'll go to M. David in Kentucky, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Hey, John.
Hey.
Basically, I wanted to, with the latest stuff coming out about the NSA and World of Warcraft and them spying on that, people aren't realizing whenever they're accepting permissions, such as downloading Angry Birds Star Wars, that it asks for permission to turn on your camera without your knowledge. I mean, it gets you to the point where on my Android phone, I have black electrical tape on both my cameras. I mean, it's getting pretty bad, and people are just giving in to this stuff just so they can play a game, and they don't really realize it because half the people don't even read the permissions. You know?
No, I know. All the time I see messages on the – it's not a phone. It's a computer tracker system, 100 times bigger than the biggest mainframe 20 years ago, you know, more powerful. It says permission to turn on your webcam whenever we want, and they still just do it.
Yeah.
This is a Trojan horse. Now, I at least admit it and use it against them to shoot videos on the road and stuff, but this is how they ubiquitously build it into everything. And it was in the Telecommunications Act in 96. I warned everybody because I can read it, but people are like, oh, the phone isn't going to listen to us even when it's off. Shut up, you crazy nut. I'm like, here's the document. Shut up, you un-American. Stop saying my government would do something like that. And now it's like, okay, they need to listen to us. You know?
Yeah, well, you don't need the device anyway. I mean, really, who needs to play Angry Birds? I got an idea. Read a book. Read a history book. Try and get one that hasn't been...
Go climb up a hill. Go out on a date. Go to take a cooking class. Exactly.
Throw the bloody thing. You want a camera? Get a little camera. You don't need a phone. It tracks you. It listens to you. It photographs you. You can't believe the stuff that goes on with my phone and phones of my close associates. Well, you can, but people would say, oh, you're making this stuff up. It's like, no, I have actually seen text messages go to my assistant's phone that I didn't send. Pardon me, I had it backwards. I got texts from my assistant that the moment that I read, I had a story reversed. I'm sorry, that was another incident. I muddled it. I said, this was not sent by this person. I said, did you send this? No. I said, well, I got them right here. And I said, let me see your phone. When we got back together, I said, look at this. And it was one of them was, I'm in class. And I thought, class? And then the next one was, sorry, busy now, call back later. And I thought, that is not a message this person would have sent me worded like that. But there it was.
Well, also, they built a second internet to spy on us with, so it also screws everything up because all the spy tech, it's having to do two things. They also, that's what Dr. Stallman talks about. One of the top experts on this is it's all screwed up, and you have to pay the extra price when the thing's really designed to control your life.
Yep.
So it should cost half as much. And to show how cold-blooded they are, they all have slave factories while they lecture us all day how we're racist because we won't turn our guns in. Great points, David. M on the West Coast, he's a police officer, wants to talk about police. And you're on the air with John B. Wells and Alice Jones. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Oh, we're trying. We're trying to live in a free country. How about you?
Yeah, well, I'm with you. Hey, just talking on the instinctive shooting. Been a police officer for 16 years. I'm a constitutional police officer. I work in a smaller community, so I work one-on-one with a lot of my community members. I live there in the community, so I'm vested. I'm an old-time copper. I got into the line of work to serve my...
You change old ladies' tires. You go to domestic disturbances. You're a servant of the people.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, is these big city coppers, and a lot of them are good guys, but they laugh. I mean, for instance, a couple weeks ago, I made the paper because I pushed a lady that her electric wheelchair broke down. I pushed her a quarter mile to her house, and she was about 300 pounds. I mean, I was tired at the end, but you know what? Most of us cops, we do stuff like that. The negative stuff is the stuff that's reported. The positive stuff is rare. You rarely hear about.
I was at the beach, and an old woman who was paralyzed in her legs, her thing had conked out and gotten stuck. Then it turned out it was broken. And I drug her about 300 yards through the sand and almost probably had a heart attack. It was really hard. I couldn't imagine doing it as far as you did. But again, but it's a normal thing to want to help an old lady. It's not like it's something heroic, but good job. But see, being normal now is heroic.
Well, and that's the thing, fellas, is listen, I got into this work to be a servant. And that's how I look at myself. I'm a public servant. And with the instinctive shooting, listen, back in 1998, fellow officer of mine hesitated on shooting a guy that pulled guns on him, and because he thought they were cap guns, and he lost his life. The backup officer luckily shot the guy, didn't kill him, but put two in his chest. Now the guy's doing life. But listen, when we see a threat, I mean, a lot of those airsoft guns look real, and I don't care if you're 40 years old or, you know, 15. If you point a weapon at me, listen, I'm going to take care of business, and we are trained to put bullets downrange until the threat is gone.
And I mean, you're not a devil-worshipping Democrat either, because you had instinctive shooting video games with devil worship and being a part of the Democratic Party. Your Adam Lanza and almost every other mass shooter was a Democrat, and I'm not even a Republican or Democrat. I'm just sick of these Democrats saying, and I understand the police are not devil-worshipping Democrats, who then take instinctive shooting. I just read this guy in the SWAT magazine saying, do something even if it isn't right, and I'm just like... And I mean, I get it. I understand that. Okay, but this particular airsoft did not look real. It had a middle that was clear and all this, but I guess it didn't look enough like it. My whole point is that it's a screwed up society. And I mean, look at how neighbors call the cops on people if they see them putting a gun in their car, even though the gun's legal. I mean, I'm sure you probably get those calls, don't you?
We get all kinds of calls. I mean, it's just, but I want you guys to understand something is that that society has changed, and the role of a police officer has changed. We're not only there to protect and serve anymore. I mean, we're counselors, we're dads, we're best friends. You know, people call us for everything, and this is what I was taught when I was first started in law enforcement in 94. Know by what authority you act. It's never right to do wrong. So when in doubt, you don't do it. It's common sense.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever run into anybody in a police officer's uniform that you were convinced has joined the force as a legal method of killing people in your 16 years? Have you run into any psychos that eventually got kind of ushered out of the departments? Because we know human beings. I mean, just because you're a policeman doesn't mean that, you know, the heavenly orchestra sang as you were anointed with your badge. I mean, we know that you're people subject to
those Dallas sheriff's deputies look like thugs.
Yeah. But have you run into anybody that you felt like had gotten into the force because he stood a good chance of being able to cap somebody, kill him, and get away with it?
I wouldn't say that. I say I run into what we call badge heavy, guys who get into it because, and I agree with Alex has said this in the past, guys that were picked on in school or you know, feel like I've got some power. At least in my area, the area I work, those guys don't make it because they end up violating policy and then they're ushered out. But I haven't personally met.
Yeah, well, I've found usually smaller departments are better on average. Then you can also get a boss hog department. It's the big ones that are either good or bad I've seen. And I mean, you know, take New York. I run a lot of cops up there that are listeners, but also I've been to big events and the cops act like goons. I mean, hats on sideways, smoking cigarettes. I mean, with their bellies hanging out. I mean, it's just like, and this is what unions end up doing. And I think that's the issue, is the unaccountability and bad guys being protected. All right, good to hear from you. Appreciate the call, M. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Greg. You want to talk about FEMA camps? You there, buddy? All right. Greg is gone. Let's or maybe come back in a minute. Ashley in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hey.
I would just say that I feel very blessed to talk to you two gentlemen this afternoon. I'm up here in Wisconsin, and it's very, very cold.
Yeah, record low temperatures, but Al Gore says that's proof of global warming.
Absolutely.
Of course. Well,
polar bears can't swim, and neither can penguins.
Masses. Yes, I know.
No, he says if it melts, they're going to die. So
yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, I woke up a year and a half ago, and thankfully I started to wake up spiritually, and then my mind started to unlock. I was away from the body of Christ for a long time, but I'm back, and now I consider myself a soldier for Christ, and I'm full fighting every single day. But, John, I was going to ask you, I was reading that you're into martial arts, and since I've woken up, I've definitely had a lot more aggression. I'd like to channel in a lot healthier ways. Do you know of any accredited places in Wisconsin that are Patriot-supported, have
okay,
martial arts?
Okay, I get the question. Thanks for the call, ma'am. She wants to know, like, what kind of martial arts you like, what kind of group, you know, that's national that might be in her area that you think's a good place to go.
Well, here's the thing. Now, I'm not an authority on this, but to me, the best martial art is a traditional martial art. I study Yang style, long form, Tai Chi Chuan, Kung Fu. It's relaxing, and violence and aggression is discouraged. It's the last thing that you do. It's mind, body, and spirit coordination and calming and equilibrium. Of course, as part of the human condition, you should be able to defend yourself, but that's the last thing you do. Number one, avoid. Number two, block. Third, gloves off. Here we go.
That's right, because the key to winning a fight is trying to stay out of it to begin with.
Absolutely.
But if you have to, then absolutely devastate immediately.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to do a little 5 minutes of overdrive for internet only. Well, some stations carry it to finish up everybody's calls. I got all this other news I want to get to. There's just so much of it here. 200,000 people apply to be first to live on Mars. That's off from CNN. I'd go if it wasn't communist or socialist. I mean, that's just legalized theft going. If you have ambitions for being one of the first people on Mars, listen up. A Dutch company says it's moving along in its plan to send four lucky Earthlings to colonize the red planet. Yeah, I think the first mission won't fare too well. The catch, they won't ever come back. Yeah, no kidding. What do you make of that, John? Because there's a breakaway civilization, as we know. We know that the government's 40 years ahead of what they show us. They use our money to play God, underground bases, all of it. What do you make of all this? I mean, how advanced do you think they really are? Because they act like they don't even care that we exist now.
You mean how advanced do I think the government really is?
Yes.
Oh, I think I really believe this. I'm going to go way out there on a limb, and people are going to roll their eyes at this one, but it's like I'm serious about this. This UFO thing is undeniable. And the Nazis did have some major, major projects going on that have turned into many of the modern aircraft.
Oh, they had. My grandfather saw jet airplanes when he was flying bombers over Europe.
Oh, absolutely.
They were attacked by jet airplanes. He wouldn't tell me about anything else.
The thing is those are some smart cats. And they, wasn't it Kammler, I think his name was. They reverse engineered this thing that crashed out there in 37 or 38, maybe even as early as 36. And there have been bell shaped objects. Die Glocke, this thing, they had one of them come down in the United States. So I believe that we are not only working with alien technology, I think we're probably working with the aliens themselves. And I have seen these photographs. In fact, I'll show it to you later. I've got it on my iPhone. Somebody near and dear to me. Credibility absolutely beyond reproach. There's nothing faked about this. When you see this, you're going to go, now there's something you don't see every day. And indeed, that is true. So
I took a photo just of the sky thinking it was pretty. It took like six or seven of them. And you can look at it, and it's like a planetoid. It's not a lens flare. You can see stuff on it, and then it's gone after I took like five photos of it. I've got the photo. It's just really weird.
It was there, then it disappeared, and then it began to glow in the same spot. And then here came these little streaks of light going across. They looked like somebody operated a spotlight really quick, but you can't operate a spotlight that quick and cover that kind of track at that range to make that spotlight. These are not spotlights.
Well, here's an example.
They lined up and all fed into this thing.
Here's an example. We were driving from Fairfield, Texas, where we've got a ranch nearby, back to Dallas when I was about six or seven, visiting Grandma. And my dad saw this. They were having like, I never saw army tanks on the street tearing up some of the asphalt on the shoulder and troops. And then we saw stealth fighters. This is like decades before the stealth fighter came out, but even longer. But now that I have that image always of two of them turning their afterburners, but they were flying over a field like 500 yards away. And then I was like, what is that? My dad goes, some kind of secret aircraft. But the point is that I was like 6 years old. I was like 30-something 5 years ago.
We tried to get the director of the United States Air Force Space Command on the program on Coast one night. And JAG said, not without a PR officer there, no. So those guys have been busy. They got an unlimited budget. And I suspect that there's a reason we have the United States Air Force Space Command. There's probably a lot of, space cadets and commanders flying around up there on a regular basis.
No, there are. That Space Command is, I talked to a Marine Corps captain who they later started a computer company. But he was in Space Command. He goes, look, man, it's all crazy. And that's the thing. He says there's just NASA is a complete front.
Absolutely. So
that's like they're like, oh, there's no more space program. I go back to sleep.
Well, that was the PR deal. Was that nope? The Air Force is getting rid of it. We're going to give it to NASA, and we're not going to do anything. Well,
by the way, when I talk about Space Command, folks think I'm making it up. You can go to the Space Command website.
Yeah. Well, DARPA is Air Force with a little bit of Navy, but mostly Air Force. So there it is. I think they're 50 years out, Alex, at least.
Yeah, because if I was 5, 6, I don't know, 6, 7 years old, and these were like gray and green, they didn't look like the stealth fighters you see now. They looked even bigger. They weren't stealth bombers. Just like, and then all of a sudden, turn their burners on, were just gone.
biplanes to jets back in the 30s and 40s, and not even 10 years.
And now nothing develops, nothing advances except for little spy baubles they give us. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.